Muspelheim is where fallen angels drown, drown in tears made of fire. They say Surt, the fire giant, rules over their broken bodies, but I don't think so. I think he guards them, not as a tyrant, but as a defender. I think the angels that reside there came first and birthed Surt with their molten cries full of anguish and despair. He protects them, destroying any painful truth that is hurled their way. What made them so distraught, you ask? Would you really want to know what made an angel lose hope? My mother once told me that if I ever felt my life spark draining and my confidence waning, I must do two things. Light a candle and bite off half of a small piece of chocolate. Lie down, letting the chocolate melt on your tongue. Turn on your side and drop the other half of the piece of chocolate into the candle's flame. Lie back down, close your eyes, and think of the angels. You'll spot one between the heaps of bony, charred creatures and notice droplets of bronze rain gradually growing heavier. It blankets this disheveled angel in thick sweetness, softly dousing the fire that lined its wings. The tears that pour from your eyes cascade down and rinse the now standing angel of the last bit of fear that it gripped so tightly with mangled hands. It raises its head to the sky and breathes for the first time in centuries. It shoots out of the fire and into the air, disappearing behind the once clouded sun. You did this, all on your own. Don't underestimate the power of your courage. The angels of Muspelheim are waiting for you.